This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People news bulletin. Victor and Amelia Knobs had a private naturalization ceremony after being sponsored by their daughter, Melania Trump, under an immigration policy President Trump has railed against as so-called chain migration. Roughly two-thirds of the 1.2 million green cards issued in fiscal year 2016 went to family members, so it's not unusual for immigrants to reach the U.S. through family connections. Medicaid-reimbursed home care aides are emerging as the latest target in the ongoing power struggle between conservative lawmakers and organized labor. A rule proposed recently by the Federal Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services under the Trump administration would prohibit home health aides who are paid directly by Medicaid from having their union dues automatically deducted from their paychecks, though it doesn't name these fees explicitly. Education Secretary Betty DeVos, in her most dramatic move to deregulate for-profit colleges, announced she will end an Obama-era rule to force them to prove the gainful employment of their graduates. At least 10 trailers full of food, water, and baby supplies donated for victims of Hurricane Maria were left to rot at a state elections office in Puerto Rico, where they broke open and became infested by rats. Radio Isla, a local radio station, posted a video showing cases of beans, water, Tylenol, and other goods covered in rat and lizard droppings. A wave of mergers widens the reach of Catholic medical facilities across the U.S., and the Trump administration finalizes regulations to further expand the ability of healthcare workers and institutions to decline to provide specific medical procedures for moral or religious reasons, including, in the case of a Rogers, Arkansas woman, a tubal ligation. In a survey of 652 Catholic hospitals by the Times, only 17 listed the services they would not perform. Crime in the U.S. is down roughly 50% since 1990. Both survey research and police statistics reported to the FBI show the trend. It has gone down under Democrats and Republicans at all levels of government who use a wide variety of approaches to enforcement. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.